I am Paula Gordon, Millie Monks, and I are talking about mental illness, the idea of boundaries. I remember a very telling story I heard years ago about youngsters who were in a daycare center that was right next to a highway. And it had a play yard. And as long as there was a fence there, the children were fine. When they took the fence away, the children were terrified. They had nothing. Now the road hadn't changed. The space hadn't changed. It was a definition. It was a, you can't go beyond here because it is not safe. And it seems to me, and I have experienced that myself with a fairly troubled family, that without a sense of this is me, this is you, this is what is allowed. But when those rules change, when everything is in play, that's hard for everybody, isn't it?
Everybody.
Wasn't that hard for you as parents, as well as the young people in your families who have had to deal with this as their own physiology was out of control?
I think boundaries is terribly important and terribly hard to keep if somebody's really sick, because there's no control, so you can't control the boundaries. It's like somebody took the fence away from those kids.
Yeah. How does it affect the rest of the family? It must.
Well, yes, it does. I mean, I think some of them just, you can't even talk about it.
It's interesting you say that. What you bring to mind is a fellow whose name is going to come to me in a moment, who wrote about slavery in his family, and they were an old Charleston family. Bill, help me.
Edward Ball.
Edward Ball was writing, he wrote a book, a National Book Award, I think it was, called Slaves in the Family, and he'd gone back and looked at the truth about his plantation-owning family. And it seems to me, in a way, and most of the family wouldn't talk about it. They lived with the lie that the white owners, this is bondage,
right,
of other human beings, were kind masters, and they never did anything inappropriate in the quarters. Well, they were not kind masters, and he has all the full rainbow of cousins who were of every color because of the incursions into the quarters where women were forced into sexual relationships.
What a book that must be.
It's quite a remarkable book.
Yeah.
And as you say, it almost parallel to that slave universe where everybody suffers, including those who are in charge.
Yes.
Is it that kind of momentous to have someone seriously mentally ill within a family unit, that the boundaries go away, the rules are gone, the you can't tell the truth, when you do tell the truth you got
gets confused.
Yeah.
And I think guilt, huge part of it. I mean, first of all, they said our daughter was schizophrenic, and that was my fault. Do you remember that? There was a whole period when the schizophrenic mother was
and that was blamed on you. You did it. This is the most intimate relationship in all of one's life, as mother-daughter.
And you are blamed for doing this terrible behavior that your child is carrying on. I mean, it's just horrible. And then the same with the borderline thing. I mean, still today, I read something that hints that maybe it was me, and now I know it's in the brain, so that's a huge relief. But even with borderline, there was, the family's done this to the child. And that's the most horrendous thing, to think that you might have harmed your child that way.
Your very own flesh and blood.
Yes, you don't want your child to have that pain and suffering.
And it would seem to me to be equally hard for the father.
Yes.
Doesn't it impact the marriage itself?
Yes. I mean, there's all sorts of, what do we do now? And then you disagree, and one parent's going to do one thing and then the other. And we've been very lucky to have a wonderful union analyst for years. Who's, very lucky.
To help you think this through.
And think it through.
And then many families with mental illness, at any point in the constellation of the family, there are siblings to consider.
Yes. Yes.
And I would think that there would be great difficulties for the sibling as well.
Yes. I think that there is no question about it.
How did that work in your family? Was this a reactive process? I mean, what would you say about the sibling relationship?
I will just say I think it's been very difficult.
It has to be.
Yes.
It has to be.
Yes. Very difficult.
And even if this were out in the open, it would have to be difficult to have somebody ill.
Yeah.
And not naming it, it just must have been maddening to not know what was going
on. Yeah. And our daughter made the front page of the Portland Press Herald. She didn't talk about mental illness, but she talked about drinking. She's wearing a thing on her ankle to prevent drinking.
Hmm.
And she's doing pretty well now for the last 9 months.
That's wonderful.
We don't sort of see a lot of each other, but little things in the mailbox.
To be able to stay connected through those long, hard years, that's a testament in itself. I'm going to go away for just another moment and be right back.